A new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. It's a well-known fact that the Bay Area is the most expensive place to live in the United States. A recent report from the County of San Mateo states that the median price for a single-family home was $854,858 in 2005.
Clearly, the Bay Area is far ahead, and not in a good way in terms of the amount of money that's spent for housing versus other areas.
That's Andrew Michael, Vice President of Sustainable Housing for the Bay Area Council. You would have to earn $174,997 in order to afford that home in San Mateo County, this coming at a time where the cost of housing is the single most important factor driving the cost of living issue here in the Bay Area.
There's not enough housing being built for both the population, the natural population growth that we have in the region, as well as for the job growth that we have in the region.
A strong demand, a soft supply, has driven prices and rents higher and higher.
The last 7.5 years, what we found is that basically in the Bay Area as a whole, 83% of the housing units were permitted that were actually called for in the goals for each of the cities and counties as a whole. What that really means is we didn't meet the overall goal by 17%, which means that's a shortage.
By 2020, the Bay Area will have nearly 1 million more people. Where will they live? Where will they go? Coming up at 4 p.m. today, we'll take a look at that and what we need to do to get the housing built and get this market under control in the Bay Area. Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake. Or check out our series online at quakeradio.com. Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Pretty crowded on southbound 880. Just after Stevenson, two cars is blocking the two left lanes. Got plenty of company up at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza as well. Back up all the way into the maze. Metering lights are on. But once you get through all that, it's moving all right on the upper deck into San Francisco. And in Antioch, earlier stall now cleared and bunched up a little bit on Highway 4 westbound in between A Street and Bailey Road. That looks to be normal for this time of the day. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office with 9 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. Reminder, check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, QuakeRadio.com.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. I'm Ed Schultz. You asked for it, and we listen. We're now live weekdays from noon to 3. Straight talk from Team Fargo to the Bay Area on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's?
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, no, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the campaign for college opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
The new fall season is on, and the Al Franken Show is now on live right after Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio. It's 7:05 at 960 The Quake. Good morning and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Every weekday, 7 to 10 here on The Quake. We're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco, Mission and the Embarcadero. We'll hear from Willie Brown in just a moment. He's in New York City today. Will Durst here with me at the Vitale. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I must weigh in one more time. One more time.
On?
Traffic. I have a new appreciation. I have a new kindred spirit with those driving this morning. I was almost ran into two different tanker trucks and almost rear-ended at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The reason why I'm telling you this is because in the last almost 10 years...
You were almost rear-ended
I've never driven into San Francisco in rush hour. Well, as long as I've lived here,
which is 14
years.
Why did someone almost run into the back of you?
They weren't paying attention. And right off. I'm scared of traffic. Willie.
Yeah, let me tell you. You haven't really seen traffic until you're here in New York. It took me an hour and 45 minutes to get from the airport to the hotel.
No, last night?
No, this morning. I came, remember, I was on the red eye to get here.
Ah.
And then from the hotel to the station where I'm broadcasting, they recommended that I walk 14 long blocks. You cannot imagine how annoyed I
Yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can imagine.
Well, the traffic here in New York is unbelievable. The only people that get around here are the ones with all these motorcycle escorts. There are 90 world leaders
present. Oh, my
present,
God.
Oh. And apparently 80 of them are staying in my hotel.
It's Motorcade City, right?
That is right. And there's more security than surrounds Schwarzenegger. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm going to think of my morning drive completely different. And when I read a traffic report here in about 10 minutes, it's going to be with a whole new empathy. You folks that do this every day, this is unbelievable. I should note that for the last few years, I've been driving in at 4 a.m. or 3:30 a.m.
I had the road to myself. Yourself.
Yeah. This is a real, real interesting change. So, today on our plate, a whole bunch of things. We have some great guests coming up. You have a list of guests, Will?
Well, we have Stephanie Miller in the 9 o'clock hour. She's going to join us.
And we have Gail Kaufman.
Right. She's going to join us at 8 o'clock.
And, absolutely.
And in the next segment at 7:20, we're going to have a professor from UC Berkeley. His name is Dan Layton. And he's going to be able to talk to us about Mr. Bush's torture policy. It's not torture. It's alternative questioning methods. That's what he calls it.
At UC Berkeley Law School today, they're holding a teach-in and vigil against American torture and the dictatorial presidency. It's from 12:30 to 1:30 in front of Boat Hall Law School. That's right on the campus there on Bancroft. And they're mad at a gentleman by the name of John Yu, who's a professor at Cal, who was one of the architects of the post 9/11 Bush administration legal policy, and we have some real problems with this torture. And John McCain and the other people that are lining up, it's a bit of Republican fratricide, which is always fun to watch, of course.
It's fun to watch, and the House has decided not to pass the bill. They're not even going to vote on it until next week. I think that's a great thing for the Democrats, isn't it, Willie?
I don't think so anymore. I'm beginning to think maybe that Mr. Bush and Karl Rove and those people have gotten back on the play-in page that got them the election in 2004. Today's poll shows Mr. Bush approval rating 44%. It's unbelievable. More than 50% of the people say it's okay to eavesdrop and wiretap without a court order. Whereas in the past he was getting only 70% of the Republicans, he's now getting 86% of the Republicans. And in the Derby, as it relates to the House, the congressional races, they're now dead even, 49-49. Those are frightening numbers, particularly when people also say the war is no longer the major issue.
Well, the war shouldn't be the major issue.
Well, I'm not sure you are right about that, Will. When we were focused on the war, Democrats were doing their best. They were at a place and a space that you could not match. His numbers were down in the 30s, and it was all the war. It wasn't all these other things. And then, of course, the scandals came along, and they helped. Well, the scandals are almost a forgotten entity now.
They've been played out.
Totally and completely. There's no more culture of corruption. The gas pumps prices are going down dramatically.
Yeah, how convenient.
It's unbelievable. It's almost, they're going down as fast as a new car after you drive it out of the showroom. Dramatically, this going down. Everything seems to be going their way, and in particular, since Labor Day. It's just absolutely mind-boggling.
So you think that their idea of keeping the focus on torture, whether or not we should torture, so that's what that does is it keeps in mind the fact that there are people that we have to torture or not torture. So we're thinking about the bad guys, and that's keeping the focus. But that would seem to me, the American people don't want to be the torturers. We don't want to be the bad guys.
Well, I think the American people side with Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and John Warner when they say, don't change the Geneva Conventions. But then they say, but do what you have to do to protect us. And that's kind of a frightening position to put people in who really want to have strict adherence and obedience to the rules. And Democrats find themselves first trying to explain the rules and then try to explain their commitment. And by then, you no longer have an audience. ADD has set in.
712 and 960 The Craic, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Did we torture anybody in World War II? We tortured German prisoners? Japanese prisoners?
Well,
was there any evidence that we ever did any of that then?
No. No evidence. But then again, we didn't have kind of the open book observations that we have today. We didn't have the cell phones. We didn't have the text messages. We didn't have all the methods of communicating what is happening in real time. Long after the incident was over, of course, we had some reports. But in the Vietnam War, if you remember, there were a number of incidents in which civilians were severely and adversely harmed. Those incidents created criminal prosecutory problems for lots of people. So apparently when war happens, and it happens in a bad way many times.
Well, I think we should make torture illegal so that when we use it in very specialized circumstances so we know that it's illegal and it's a last-ditch effort. I don't think it should be legalized, so it's just something you reach into the cupboard for. I think it should be something that you really have to come to a severe moral decision on. And
well,
you
know,
if the information is that important, then you can go over the line. I don't think they should bring it inside the line.
Well, you know, Will, it's kind of amazing how the evidence that you secure through the torture process, you normally cannot get it admitted for purposes.
No, you can't use it in a trial.
That is correct. And Mr. Bush and his crowd, CIA and others, say they use whatever they use to secure information to find evidence, not use the evidence extracted from the torture itself. And they try to justify it by that means. And that's why the CIA has consistently said, don't do anything to this law that would create a problem and interfere with how we operate.
Also, I think it's been proven that you can't trust the information that you get out of torture. But you can trust that we will be back.
Oh, I will say anything you torture me.
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Absolutely. All right, we want to hear
Willie
from
Brown
you.
Willie Brown did it. It was all Willie Brown's fault.
This is a caller-driven show, 866-960-KQKE. This is stuff that can keep you awake at night. It's pretty rough stuff, but we'll try and break it down for you. There's a teach-in happening at UC Berkeley today, and we'll have a guest that will explain next. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Time for Bay Area traffic in the Cronport Morning News Traffic Center, and this time it's brought to us by the Hyundai Challenge. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Real rough ride on 880 southbound through Fremont after Stevenson, a two-car crash. They're now on the right shoulder, but they had the two left lanes blocked for about 40 minutes, and it's pretty bunched up. There's a bunch of debris in the lane. San Jose and CHP will pull a traffic brake here in a minute, get everybody stopped and get it out of the way. It's 87 southbound after West Taylor. You're backed up all the way into the maze. The approaches to the Bay Bridge report no major stalls or problems. It's just a lot of cars, and the metering lights are on. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and folks are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com.
Do you really want just any window and door company working on your home? One thing conservatives and liberals agree on is that Custom Exteriors is the only window replacement company that's diamond certified and a member of the BBB Honor Roll with zero complaints. Other companies spin their track record, but now get the straight facts. Get your free 19-point checklist, what you should know before you buy and what company you can really trust. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS. Be a smart consumer. Get the real facts. Call 1-800-GET-WINDOWS today, where only the best will do. 1-800-GET-WINDOWS.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first time out. Although they weren't called timeouts back then.
Mom!
This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew.
Shh.
And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855. or visit pathwayshealth.org.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD Radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Find out about the Bill Press Show and our upgraded program lineup on the schedule page, QuakeRadio.com.
719 at 960 The Quake. Bay Area forecast today. A beautiful, beautiful morning. And not too warm inland, only in the upper 70s, mid-60s in San Francisco and down the peninsula. This morning we got the show off with talking about torture and what the president would like to do with it. Is our guy ready yet? Tony's checking for us. We're going to have a UC professor on to talk about it in just a second, Will. And he's here right now. He's Dan Layton. There's a big teach-in and vigil against American torture and the dictatorial presidency of Boat Hall Law School on Bancroft. Hello? On the campus. Hello, professor.
Hello.
You're on with Will and Willie. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Why don't you go ahead and turn him off? We're having trouble getting...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay, you guys go ahead.
Excellent. Now, this is going to be a weekly thing, right?
Yes, we started it actually last semester, and this semester it started a couple of weeks ago. But every Tuesday, 12:30 to 1:30, in front of Boat Hall Law School on Bancroft, right near college, we're having a teach-in and vigil to talk about torture and the dictatorial presidency. And we're doing it at Boalt Hall because of John Yoo. So this is the local connection to torture. John Yoo is a professor at UC Berkeley Law School, and he was in the executive branch and is one of the authors of the torture memo. So it's thanks to John Yoo that George Bush can even claim that we don't torture. John Yoo, according to Georgetown law professor David Cole, for example, few lawyers have had more influence on President Bush's legal policies in the war on terror than John Yoo.
We're speaking with UC professor Dan Layton, and he's on with Will and Willie in 960 The Quake at 721. And Willie Brown, you're familiar with Boalt Hall, aren't you?
I am very familiar with Boalt Hall, and I'm also familiar with the man who wrote that opinion for Mr. Bush. Can you hear me?
You know,
Yes, I got you.
You know, Mr. Yoo?
I have not met him. But his role in this, just to explain a little bit, he wrote the torture memo. He also was one of the people who, along with Alberto Gonzalez, who designed the signing statements that allow President Bush to basically sign any law and say, I'll follow it as I feel like it. So he's a constitutional lawyer, John Yoo is, and he redefined torture to be anything short of killing or destroying a major organ is not torture. So that's why Bush can claim that he doesn't torture. But actually...
redefined the term torture.
Yes, he gave the Bush government its definition of torture. Just as an example of what he would include as not torture, he was asked by a Notre Dame law professor and human rights scholar, Doug Cassell, at a public interview, who asked John Yoo, if the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, is there no law that can stop him? And John Yoo said no. Then John Yoo also said, I think it would depend on why the president thinks he needs to do that.
Oh, jeez.
So the kind of what we're talking about that's not defined by, not included in torture, according to John Yoo and George Bush's definition, includes things like pulling out fingernails, mutilating people, just horrible things. The waterboarding, of course, where they make somebody, you know, basically lower somebody into the water and so that they think they're going to drown, and just short of drowning, they pull them back up.
So that's his definition of torture, is death or the destruction of a major organ. Anything that comes close is not torture.
Anything that's short of that is not torture, according to John Yoo and George Bush.
So that means, according to Jim on ABC, would not be torture. Mr. Brown, do you have a question for Mr. Layton, Professor Layton?
Well, yes, I'd like to know more about the teach-ins that he's talking about doing, and who's invited, and how can one hook up?
Yes, well, the point about this is not just John Yoo. We're trying to stop anyone from torturing. And one thing, I want to correct one thing you said before. Torture is illegal now. It's just that they're bending the laws, and George Bush is going to Congress to try and get them to approve the torture that he's already been doing or authorizing. Anyway, our teaching is...
Retroactively.
Yeah, retroactively, exactly. So the teaching happens every Tuesday, 12:30 to 1:30, near the fountain at Bancroft and College. We've had a number of wonderful speakers. Today will be Joanna Macy, a very fine Buddhist scholar and activist. Next week will be Dan Ellsberg. So anybody is welcome. And part of this is not just... So John, we're not trying to attack John Yoo's academic freedom. He's a tenured professor at Bolt Hall. But that to encourage people in Bolt Hall and at the UC Berkeley campus and everybody to stand up and say, no, this is not acceptable for our country. So we're having these combined teach-ins and vigils, and with many fine speakers coming up. Wilson Riles will be speaking. We're also going to have a University of San Francisco ethics professor. We're trying to present both the legal and political side of this, but also the ethical side of this.
All right, that sounds good. Well, Professor Dan Layton, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time, and we'll keep reminding folks about the teach-in as it goes on, all right?
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
And Daniel Ellsberg next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, Dan Ellsberg, Joanna Macy today.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. 725 and 960 The Quake. We have Sam from San Francisco would like to weigh in on the subject. We're talking about torture, a teach-in at UC Berkeley today, and the foibles of the Bush administration. Good morning, Sam from San Francisco.
Good morning. It's nice to speak with you, Will. I'm a big fan. But I was really shocked by the comment that you made earlier that seemed to say, well, maybe, you know, we could look at torture down the road if it, you know, if we think it'll help us later on.
No, I'm saying this is the military. This is the CIA. If they think that this person has some information that they're going to get.
Do you ever think torture is a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea. I'm telling you what's going to happen in the military. If they think that it's important, they will do it. I just want it to be illegal.
Well,
so I want them to make that decision that this is good. I might be culpable for this, but it's that important. I want them to make that decision. There's no way you can stop people when they're in closed circumstances, when there's two people in a room and there's no cameras. There's no way you're going to stop anybody from doing whatever they want to do.
No, but if we make it in black and white and they can't...
Doesn't matter, m'lady.
They can be in...
Sam, it doesn't matter.
They can be charged for war crimes.
No, you're talking... Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to have happen. I want them to be...
Maybe I misunderstood what you said because...
No. I don't want it... No, I don't want them to do it. I'm saying it's going to happen, and I want them to have to push it to the very, very end because they don't want to be culpable of a war crime, and I want them to be culpable.
Absolutely.
If they decide to do it.
And that's what they're trying to do right now is to make sure that they are
not only that, but make it retroactive for the last 4 years. Anything that has been done, according to the professor that we had on, pulling out fingernails is not considered torture. Now we know it is because it's been in movies. We've seen it in movies.
You know, why don't we hold all those guys down and do that stuff to them, and then see if they think it's torture, you know. But yeah, well, I guess I misunderstood because I thought you were just saying, well, there might be somewhere down the line, you know, which didn't sound like you.
No, thank you, Sam.
Thanks for the call, Sam. 727 and 960 The Quake. Kirk from El Cerrito, you're on with Will and Willie. Good morning.
Hi, I think that we're all in agreement that members of the administration shouldn't be tortured, but I think that when somebody gets called down before a House or Senate subcommittee or committee for testimony, I think that we ought to, you know, maybe try waterboarding them to see if we can get the truth out of them.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown, any comment on the waterboarding of politicians?
Listen, no, you can't do that.
I mean, torture. Everybody's agreed on that.
No, not everybody's agreed on that. Not everybody's agreed on that. Only this one professor over at the University of California who has openly said he agrees with that. The Bush administration,
justifies
justify their conduct based on his opinion, but apparently they don't have a lot of confidence in his opinion because currently they're making the efforts to get everything approved by Congress retroactively. And so, no, I don't think it would be a good idea to
cause politicians to go through the water.
No, but it is a fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know you're fascinated with it. I know you're fascinated with it, Will.
Oh, I can fill up hours. Yeah. not yourself, sir. Not yourself.
All right, guys, we'll continue. 866-960-KQKE. If you want to talk to us, we want to talk to you. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Let's check Bay Area traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. From Alvarado Niles Road up to Stevenson on 880 Southbound. If you're there, you're wondering why you're slow. Two left lanes were blocked for about 40 minutes. Accident's been cleared now. It was a couple of cars, but it's pretty crowded through there. Metering lights are on. Traffic backed up to the foot of the maze. It's busy on the upper deck, but moving all right. The approaches, 80, 880, 580, up to the maze, are okay at the moment. Our report brought to you by Carl's Jr. Wake up to the new smoked sausage breakfast sandwich at Carl's Jr. It's made with real smoked sausage, eggs, and cheese. Stop by Carl's Jr. for a delicious breakfast today. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic. Just go to our website, quakeradio.com.
Hey, Bay Area, it's Al Franken, part of the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Check out our new program schedule at quakeradio.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Don't expect U.S. troop levels in Iraq to drop anytime soon. From the Pentagon, CNN's Barbara Starr tells us what the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, is saying this morning.
He has said not to expect any major troop reductions in Iraq, at least until the spring of next year, the spring of 07, unless the situation on the ground changes. General Abizaid saying it would continue to be reevaluated.
President Bush is preparing to address the United Nations. He's expected to discuss the challenges in the Middle East as well as the nuclear standoff with Iran, whose president will also speak to the UN today. A female student is under arrest in connection with the shootings of five Duquesne University basketball players. She was not the actual shooter. Police say several others will face charges in the case. Gas prices are lower, and that leads to a modest increase in wholesale inflation last month. This is CNN Radio. There are currently two hurricanes out in the Atlantic, but neither is a threat to the U.S. John Cangelosi with the National Hurricane Center says that's the pattern this year.
Last year we did see a lot more of the development further west, and then they were forming much closer to the U.S., so they had less chance to recurve out to sea.
Hurricane Gordon has winds near 100 miles an hour. It's heading toward the Azores, an island chain east of Portugal. Hurricane Helene has winds of 115 miles an hour, a Category 3 storm. Forecasters say it will likely stay well east of Bermuda. People just aren't building as many houses. The government reports a sharp decline in housing starts in August. Building permits, a gauge of future construction, also are down. What's the holiday shopping season going to be like for retailers? The National Retail Federation is predicting holiday sales will be down, fall short of last year's increase. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProX Print does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProX Print. Thanks again.
Go to ProXPrint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on ProXPrint.com for details. ProXPrint.com. Best prices on quality products.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito. Off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CSC number 1204.
Thank you.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The Bill Press Show is streaming online at QuakeRadio.com and on the air from 3 to 6 a.m. on 960 The Quake. Progressive Talk Radio.
Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the rest of Mondays, from now on until the very end. In our hearts, we're keeping it real.
This is we've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es un gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
What the hell did he just say? More what? Words of wisdom from the Commander-in-Chief. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 736 Durst and John Scott here. We're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Willie Brown is in New York City. We have a lot of bad traffic, Willie told us, in New York because, well, most of the important people in the world, both bad and good, are in town, Willie. You going to go visit any of them?
Well, you know, there were 90 world leaders, and I got here, and now it's 91. No, you know, I don't have any formal plans to visit any of them, but you can't help but end up shaking hands with really incredibly important people when you're in the same hotel. And it's the St. Regis Hotel here in New York. And it's unbelievable the quality of the people that are actually here. And the President of France is here, and he is about to make a speech at the UN in which he's urging China, Russia, and France to go ahead and talk to the Iranians. And at some point, when the U.S. feels comfortable, maybe they'll join those talks, all toward the issue of whether or not the Iranians should continue to enrich their nuclear products.
So the President of France is going to go to the U.N. When's Bush going to the U.N.?
Bush is at the U.N. today to make his
speech. Right, he's speaking today.
He intends to confront the Iranians in his speech.
He's going to call for the rest of the world to confront the Iranians as well, right?
Yes, and then, of course, the president of Iran is coming to speak, and he will be here, and he will respond to Bush. So there may be dialogue between the two of them. At least there'll be a war of words,
Meet
not in the same
Ahmadinejad. He can't even pronounce Ahmadinejad. I just want to hear him say his name in his speech.
No, I don't think he will even try. besides we had trouble interpreting what he says when he says hello.
Yeah, when we can understand the words, we still don't know what he's saying. It's so embarrassing when you see the president at a joint press conference with somebody who speaks a foreign language and the other guy is more eloquent than English as a second language.
Well, you know, New York is obviously the center of the news junkies world today and all of this week, because all these things that are happening on the world stage are all happening right here in New York.
Yeah, what are you doing there? Why are you there?
I went over by the UN.
Are you there to give advice to the guy speaking at the UN?
You got to be where the action is, Will. That's what this station is about. You know, we're
in the
real time.
Oh.
That's right. No, but I'm here on the separate and distinct business.
You're not negotiating with another radio station without me.
My little book has gotten me kind of tied up. Because my co-writer on this, a man who's helping me out, has been
hospitalized.
Under the weather a little bit. And so they are concerned because they have already published the fact that the book will be ready for sale on April 4th. They already have said it's 352 pages. They've already set the public appearances that I am to make across the nation, 5-6 city tour, to launch this book, and they're putting it in the catalog so that you can actually order it as a Christmas gift. And so there are obviously some nervous Nellies.
Uh-huh. So you're there to hold a couple of hands.
I'm here to try to make sure that the waters get parted and people walk on dry land.
Like George Bush gave Angela Merkel a back rub, you're going to give somebody from Simon & Schuster a back rub, is that it?
Hopefully. Yeah. And reassure them that the book will be ready. The book will be ready, though.
Well,
the
tell them if your book isn't ready, my book will be ready, that you can put mine out first.
Do you have a book?
Sure. Get a book of all my columns.
Why don't you give it to me and we'll just track your name?
All right. It's called Raging Moderate.
Is that how you describe yourself?
Yeah, the raging moderate.
In
the Midwest, I'm a commie pinko yell rat bastard, but here in San Francisco, I'm a moderate.
Let me assure you that anybody short of the woman that was on yesterday is a moderate in San Francisco.
Chrissy Kiefer, yes.
Yeah. Everybody else.
She wants to end global warming and world peace, and we all have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
I got a good surprise for you both. We're going to run a few minutes of yesterday's conversation with her in the next few minutes.
Oh, really?
We thought we'd stash that as Willie challenged her a little bit. It was good tension in this room. So we'll bring that in a few minutes. Chrissy Kiefer running against Nancy Pelosi for a congressional seat. 7:41 at 9:60. The Quake. Will and Willie here. We're at the Hotel Vitale. Willie is in New York City. And if you have calls for us, give us a call. Talk about torture. Talk about whatever you want to talk about at 866-960-KQKE.
We'll talk about torture. What else is happening in New York? I mean, you've been there, you've been reading the papers, you obviously...
Watching the Giants is torture.
Oh, we're not... sports is over. Baseball is over as far as I'm concerned.
No, the Mets won last night.
Well, I bet you New York it's alive and well and breathing.
Oh,
yes. There's a pulse.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they got the... You know, they won.
They clinched the first Eastern Division championship in 18 years yesterday.
And then, of course... The Giants beat the Eagles on Sunday in the last possible second in the NFL.
That was actually a good game. I saw that. That was forced to watch that.
Fabulous game. And the Jets came close to winning as well. So New York is on a high. And, of course, the Yankees are so far ahead. Boston is,
Boston. They lost that five-game series at home, and it was over.
And they're already buying tickets to watch Yankee in the World Series.
Yeah, to root against the Yankees.
So,
but baseball for me is over. I mean, with the Giants lose 20-8, which we won't even talk about, and the Dodgers are down by 4 runs. They're down 9-5 in the ninth inning, and they hit 4 consecutive home runs. And when the Dodgers pull out a miracle finish, that's it for me. I'm done. I'm turning my sights to the 49ers, to the Scarlet and Gold.
Durst out.
Well, there's still the possibility that Barry may be in hailing distance before the season's
what?
Over.
What? Barry's inhaling?
No, I said if he is inhaling distance.
Oh, I thought you said Barry was inhaling.
No.
I was wondering what he was inhaling. No. Barry's huffing? No. Is that what you're saying?
If he comes close enough to the man in Atlanta, then it'll be a good year for us.
Yeah, he'll come back next year. There's that question. Then we'll find out.
The question is, who will he be playing for us? Will they pay him the $20 million that I'm sure he's going to demand?
No, he won't get $20 million next year. He might get
Why not?
He might get 12, but he ain't getting
Why not?
No.
He fills up every stadium, everywhere you go. You go to Haight-Berry or Loveberry. Either way, you're there. And that's the important thing. Remember, he was measured as being worth 15 to 20% increase in attendance in every stadium in which he played.
That was a couple of years ago. That ain't this year.
Well, but if he's still approaching Henry Aaron's numbers, and with Henry supporting him, I assume that they'll have Henry travel with him next year. And that would be an interesting
Major League Baseball. Tied Aaron Bonds together.
Absolutely.
744 960 The Quake. Stephanie Miller joins us later on the show. She's part of our new fall lineup. And a replay of yesterday, a little moment between a congressional candidate and one, Mayor Willie Brown, on the other side. 744. Let's check Bay Area traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by your Northern California Toyota dealers. Big long stretch of traffic. This isn't pretty. 880 southbound between 238 and Stevenson. There was a crash earlier, kind of right in the middle there. Now there's a stall in the right lane. It doesn't make it any prettier through that stretch. 59 BART trains running on time. That's good. Two-car crash. Now on the shoulder, not blocking anymore. 101 northbound before Shoreline. The metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and backed up to the foot of the maze. Westbound 80 looking pretty good. Knock on wood so far this morning. The Toyota Avalon is a sleek sedan that combines what you need in a car with bells and whistles you want in a car. Like leather interior, leather cruise control, and an EPA estimated 31 miles per gallon on the highway. Avalon, where luxury meets fuel efficiency. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit our website at quakeradio.com.
Are you dealing with old, corroding electrical wires in your home and need upgrading? Persons to Person Electric specialize in lighting, fuse removal, and even knob and tub removal. Call now for a free estimate with 24-hour emergency service and senior citizen discounts. Call 1-800-822-5119. That's 1-800-822-5919. Or visit personstoperson.com.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW. Or go to streamingbmw.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, where were you last year?
What happened to your hair?
Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Check out The Randy Rhoads Show and our upgraded program schedule at QuakeRadio.com.
Trying to make it real compared to what...
749, 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're on every day, 7 to 10 every weekday. And today we're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco at Mission the Embarcadero. You want to come down and have a cup of coffee with us? Please do. Chrissy Kiefer came down to have a cup of coffee with us yesterday. She's running against Nancy Pelosi for her congressional seat. She is a Green. And a few moments with Chrissy and Will and Willie now on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. And you're being outspent 40 to 1 by Miss Pelosi. Do you have any chance to win Miss Chrissy Kiefer?
Well, I think Ms. Pelosi actually has more money, but as far as I can tell, she hasn't spent anything. She hasn't really campaigned here in 20 years, nor has she done a debate. So my posters are up. I've passed out thousands of cards all over the city. I've talked to hundreds of voters, and I don't think Ms. Pelosi has actually talked to anybody or even sent out a mailing at this point, so I don't know what she's doing with that money.
Chrissy, tell us about your qualifications. Tell us the background, yeah, et cetera, and what would cause voters to think maybe you could do a better job in Congress?
Well, yeah, I am an artist, an activist, and a mother. I have lived in San Francisco for the last 20 years. I've been performing here since 1975. I have.
What's the nature of the performance?
I run a dance company called the Dance Brigade and a dance center at 24th and Mission called Dance Mission Theater, and I oversee 400 children and 300 adults and 40 teachers, and I have a full theater, and I've done hundreds of performances all over the United States and Europe and Latin America, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for progressive movements all over the world. I've raised a lot of money for Acas El Salvador, Nicaragua, Chile. I've done a lot of work in solidarity with the black community. I've worked in a collective. I've worked in a partnership. And I'm a sole proprietor of a business. So I've like worked in lots of different formations. And as well, Mrs. Pelosi, before she became a congressperson, she was just a member of the DCC and a housewife. She didn't have any real political experience.
Housewife and a mother.
And a mother.
Of several children.
Four children. She's four children,
and,
yeah.
And a grandmother of another six or seven children.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, I think Supervisor, ex-Board President Matt Gonzalez says, before you're... Matt Gonzalez said, before you're elected, you're unqualified, and as soon as you're elected, you're qualified, and that's true.
No, that's not true.
Well...
He may say that, but that's not true.
Well, I think it's true.
Being elected doesn't make you qualified to do anything except to serve pursuant to the directions of the people, and whether or not you ultimately master, let's say, the issues involving the Greens, the issues involving health, the issues involving education. It depends. The same way it did for your business. You are not qualified, allegedly. You became qualified as you proceeded to run your business.
Well, people go into Congress without having any legislative experience, and actually I do have legislative experience. I worked with Tom Amiano to create the rent legislation when all of the dance companies and businesses were being forced out of the town during the dot-com boom. I mastered legislation with Amiano's office, and he got the first 11-0 vote on the board, which allowed for the city to provide money for different organizations who were being kicked out of their buildings. It was called the rent subsidy legislation. And actually made a huge difference in ushering in a progressive board of supervisors, which I'm sure you remember because you were there.
Horrible collection of people.
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all.
Oh, I would say that. I signed that legislation, but when people become so singularly centered on only their issues, they lose the fact that you represent the entire city.
And what
you represent the entire
area. You don't represent just your own little narrow issue.
Well, I would say that the majority of voters in San Francisco would like to see the impeachment of George Bush. They'd like us to see to get the troops out of Iraq, and they wish that our
those are your two issues.
Those are. I can keep going, and I'm also very distressed that Congress hasn't done anything about the perils of global warming. They've known the polar ice caps have been melting for the last 10 years, and there hasn't been any legislation whatsoever. They provided zero leadership on the issues of global warming, and we all know that sitting here because they're all machinating right now all over the place trying to make a difference.
Our guest is Chrissy Kiefer. She's the Green Party candidate for the 8th Congressional District. Don't you think that Nancy Pelosi is doing a good service as being House Leader of the Minority Party?
No, I actually think the middle-of-the-road Democratic Party is one of the biggest impediments to social change right now. I really believe that we should stop coalescing around the most pathetic kind of values, and people should be standing up long and hard against torture. For example, we've let this thing go on and on. We have the most hideous kind of news. That war in Iraq is a travesty for the peoples of the world. We all know it. And Nancy Pelosi has voted for every single war appropriations to the point where we've spent $500 billion in Iraq with nothing to show for it except for the devastation of that entire country and the death of 2,600 soldiers. And we should get out in the next 6 months. We should get out. She hasn't led around that at all. Woolsey has led around that. Barbara Lee's led around that.
Okay, so you're for pulling the troops out in 6 months?
Yes. Over the next 6 months, we should start now and try to get out over the next 6 months, absolutely.
But you have no other program. You don't say, hey, we're coming home tomorrow.
We can't come home tomorrow. It takes 6 months to pack up all that equipment.
Why don't we leave it?
Huh?
Why don't we leave it?
Well, because probably half of it's toxic with radiation poisoning. I mean, we all know what's going on with uranium.
That means we really should leave it.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I don't really believe those are your real politics anyway, Billy. I think you're actually more progressive than that.
Nice little moment with Chrissy Kiefer running for Nancy Pelosi's seat as a Green in the 8th District. 7:54 at 9:60 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And now one of our favorite parts of the show, the parts that we know and love, and is heard every weekday at this very same time. It's time for a burst.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you, very strong guy with voice, big. Today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their specials, sales, and events. Well, today I'm going to talk about that lovely black juice coffee. I love coffee. Good coffee, bad coffee. Espresso coffee, gas station coffee, coffee ice cream, coffee-colored pants. Even the worst cup of coffee I ever had was still pretty good. I do have some reservations. Decaffeinated coffee, you putz. That's why I drink it. You take the caffeine out, this liquid is useless to me. It's hot, bitter, dirty water without the buzz. And I know, Starbucks is the evil empire, but trust me, you find yourself alone in the Akron airport and look at one of those green kiosks, and it's a Spielberg moment. Sun-streaked, heavenly choirs, everything in slow motion. Personally, though, I'm a Pete's man. Thick, dark roast. You can stand a spoon up with the faintest touch of chocolate. My problem is I drink my coffee black. I like mud, 40 weights, and what drives me nuts is standing in line behind 23 people ordering their 14-ingredient signature drink. Yes, it's Tuesday, so I'll have a 8-pump caramel, double decaf, no foam, soy milk, butterfly-friendly latte with a twist of Myers lemon and a shade-grown cinnamon rinse and make it trapezoidal. People, it's coffee. It's not a toy. It's a tool. It's crack light. They should have two lines, one for normal people, one for foofy twees. And that's your burst of durst for today. And that's in honor of John joining our little show, because I know he's a coffee maven. Mr. Brown doesn't notice it, but...
And you know, here in New York, nobody has even considered giving me a cappuccino.
Mr. Brown. Oh.
And you know that I could use one, having flown all night, you know, virtually no sleep.
Damn straight, I know.
And then it's the horror to get to the place and then have to walk 14 blocks to this studio. I am fit to be tired.
I know it's almost 11 a.m. there, but you're still working on Pacific time. Until you go to bed, mister, this is 8 a.m. You probably didn't get a lot of sleep on the plane.
Well, I'm not going to bed. That's out of the question.
I hope you didn't fly commercial. You didn't fly commercial. Oh, my God.
Well,
you didn't fly coach commercial, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my living God.
Nice.
Why wouldn't you fly? Why wouldn't you fly coach at night?
Oh, that's true.
In particular, when you were paying.
Coming up in the next hour, Gail Kaufman, who's a good friend of this broadcast, will join us for a lovely conversation. Stephanie Miller, later on this hour, new fall season. Stephanie Miller is part of it. She is, not only is she cute, but she's smart and she's funny. She's got it all, and she'll be coming up later on
and
in the night.
She calls herself a slut, which I love that stuff.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. I love that.
More from the Hotel
Maybe Battalion. She knows what she's talking about.
It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Within the half hour, President Bush is expected to urge the UN to get on board and do more to encourage moderation in the Middle East. CNN's Gary Baumgarten, joining us live from New York, reports the president will deliver his yearly speech to the General Assembly.
Yeah, Jim, and the president is expected to focus on what he's calling a freedom agenda, calling for the spread of freedom around the world, and will challenge the other nations of the United Nations to join the United States in reaching that goal, and with stopping extremism in the Middle East. He will point to what he sees as successes in spreading freedom in Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Iraq. The president is also hinting at a call for sanctions against Iran if that nation continues to refuse to talk about stopping its uranium enrichment program. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN New York.
General John Abizaid of the U.S. Central Command says it looks like the military won't be able to cut American troops' strength in Iraq by the end of this year, as hoped. He says the troop strength of 147,000 is not likely to change through next spring, despite earlier hopes to cut the level down to about 100,000 by the end of this year. State and federal inspectors will take a closer look at how California farmers water and grow their spinach. Our Jim Roop reports they're continuing to try to find the source of the E. coli outbreak that spread to at least 21 states.
Well, Jim, federal officials are awaiting results of samples taken from processing plants, and today the focus is the fields. Food officials trying to pinpoint that source of that E. coli linked to Central California-based spinach growers. The source could be anything from infected irrigation water to flooded fields to workers relieving themselves in the fields to manure to droppings of infected birds or animals, unclean equipment. Until that source is found, we're urged to stick to canned or frozen spinach only. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
The government reports housing starts fell back more than forecast last month. They were down 6% from July and down nearly 20% from same time last year. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
From Consumer Reports, Best Buy Laptop Computers. I'm Ernie Sprantz. The price of portability has plummeted, and while prices have fallen, features and functionality are on the rise, so you'll get more laptop for your money than ever before. Some of the latest developments include standard widescreen displays, new processors that give laptops speed and power rivaling desktop systems, and enhanced entertainment features. Of the laptops Consumer Reports tested for the September issue, the Gateway NX510S stands out among the low-priced budget models for its good performance, attractive 15.4-inch matte display, and nice design. It's a CR Best Buy at $740. For a good balance of power, speed, and mobility, look to the Dell Inspiron E1505. It did well on all counts, has a good 15.4-inch display, decent speakers, and very good multimedia features. It's a Best Buy at just over $1,100. A beautiful 17-inch matte display, very good speakers and multimedia software bundle, make the Apple MacBook Pro top-scoring overall and your best choice for playing music and video. But it was also the most expensive, $2,800. For a Windows model in this class, consider the HP Pavilion DV8000T. It's a great deal for a loaded laptop and a CR Best Buy at around $1,300. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Hi. My name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an IDEAL scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the IDEAL Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Oh, here in the East Coast, I'm surviving. It's not my environment, though.
Why not?
Well, because Bloomberg is king.
Ah.
I prefer Newsom. By the way, Newsom is on his way here because Bill Clinton, President Clinton, is having an event here in New York, and he has invited our mayor to speak.
Oh, really?
Yes. Our mayor is flying in. He's going to stay at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, and he will be one of the speakers at Mr. Clinton's summit.
Boy, how
That's
far
quite
away
an
come,
honor.
Huh?
Yes, yes. You know, I would have assumed he would have invited, world leaders. But he's got Gavin coming.
Gavin the Good. What's happening in Sacramento, Ms. Kaufman?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, not a whole lot. And if I read one more story about how the governor's race is over, well, I won't finish that.
So you don't think is over?
No, I don't think it's ever over till it's over. But, What happens around here is self-fulfilling prophecies. The political press corps has so little to write about these days that they're, you know, they call every day trying to get some new thing going on in the campaign, and actually it's kind of boring. So,
did you see the
Sacramento Bee this morning, and yet another story about how it's too late, Phil Angelides is dead. So,
Gail, did you see the report in the Matea Ross column in which they have Schwarzenegger ahead by 20 points?
Yeah, I did.
And it's a Jim Moore poll. Moore is a pretty respected pollster, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is respected, and there's I just came out of the field with a poll last week that had it at 10 points, so I don't know. That if I were Phil, I wouldn't like being 10 points or 20 points down. So, who knows who's right. Whatever poll is right, he's not winning. Let's put it that way.
We're speaking with Gail Kaufman here and keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. It's 8:08 a.m. in the Pacific Daylight Time. And when where Willie is, it's 11:08 a.m. because it's East Coast time.
About the fact that you were going back to New York, Willie Brown, and you're the only person I know who still goes in the middle of the night. Back east.
Does the red eye thing?
God.
I don't want anybody to see me doing that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gail, you know, there was also the report in USA Today that suddenly there appears to be a surge in Mr. Bush's poll ratings. In the polling that you're doing in California, is there any evidence that Bush is doing a little bit better, even in California?
No. None at all. Not in California. But you wouldn't expect, if there's any surge, it's not happening here. His numbers have remained, I mean, the worst, as bad as Schwarzenegger's numbers got last year, the president's numbers are worse. And they haven't moved.
Well, Ms. Angelides has been, by his television commercials, tying Mr. Bush and Mr. Schwarzenegger together. Is that working, and is there any indication in your polls that it's working?
No, none. although I have read that they've done polling, and what's so interesting to me anymore when you run campaigns is now you come up with a strategy for a campaign, and as you go along, if you don't explain it to the press corps day by day, tell them exactly how much you're spending, and kind of, you know, like the 24-hour cable network, you have to tell them what you're doing as you're doing it, which in campaigns, as you know, Willie Brown, is not the way you normally do it. You don't choreograph what you're doing out loud. It's supposed to be secret. You're supposed to be the only one who knows. So, I don't know, I read a story just yesterday in the LA Times that explained exactly what Phil Angelides thinks he's doing with that Bush ad, and basically they did a test in Monterey, California for 2 weeks, and they put that spot, they polled before, they put that spot on the air, and they claim they've moved his numbers between 8 and 10 points on the basis of that one Bush ad. I find that incredible. I think it's a powerful ad for some people who forget that Arnold Schwarzenegger's a Republican, but I can't imagine that it is moving numbers that well. But I guess I have to hope they're right and I'm wrong.
I only recall numbers being moved like that when your candidate suddenly discovers that he has no pants on. Or some other kind of dramatic thing. I've never heard of guilt by association being the foundation for such a dramatic movement. But these are new times, and
right.
I'm kind of a dinosaur in the world of politics, so maybe these young people know what they're doing.
Well, let's hope.
On the other hand, Ms. Kaufman, give us your perspective, if you will, on how you think the national trend is gone. Is it still tilting towards the Democrats?
Well, I sure thought it was. I mean, I still, everything I'm hearing, yeah, it is. And they're in the key races where people are paying attention to, you know, shifts and things like that. The Democrats seem to be holding on. There was this sense last week, you know, that because of 9/11 and certain other things that Bush had done, that maybe he got a little bit of a bump. But I if he really did get one, I would imagine that'll settle back down.
We're speaking with Gail Kaufman here on 960 The Quick. She's joining Willie and Will at 8:12 a.m. And Ms. Kaufman, Willie Brown was reading a poll today in New York. He reported something that says Bush is up to 44%.
Yep, that's what I hear, but I think that'll go back down.
Well, it's kind of amazing because they attributed Gail his rise to Republicans now finally going back and embracing Mr. Bush and embracing his leadership. They say that he had fallen in the polls in the past because Republicans had abandoned him. And they cite one particular figure, 70% Republicans when he was at 31 or wherever, 38, and now he's got 86% and he's up to 44 overall. And they maintain that those figures indicate that Republicans have come home, that they left him for undecided. They never did go over to the Democratic side of the aisle, which means maybe Lamont and Lieberman may have a less of a contest than we thought they would have.
Well, I get there's possibility of that. I think, you know, we all run the risk, like we're talking about in California, of hanging our hat on one set of polls or, you know, looking for some trends. And trends tend to go back and forth. This is the moment in every campaign in the middle of September where things go up and down. You remember that. From the legislative races, and people kind of they move between one place and back to undecided as they finally, you know, if they're paying attention at all, settle in. I don't know that I take the Bush numbers all that serious, even if it's Republicans coming home. I think the war and a number of other issues are such big issues for him that people don't really change their position in 2 weeks on something like that. So I think the number of Republicans that were going away from him were doing it on the basis of some pretty solid issues. And I'd be surprised if a good number of them don't stay away.
Well, in this particular poll, it's indicated by those who are doing the analysis that it's all the war on terror, that there is still the assumption that Democrats are less likely to be able to handle that than Republicans. And as the fear factor rises, the Republicans and Mr. Bush's approval ratings go up with the fear factor, and that the incident of those airplane possibilities out of the UK into the US and the 5-year anniversary of 9/11 all merge together to produce a positive spin for Mr. Bush and for his crowd, and that it was a replay of 2004.
Well, that all makes logical sense. I can't argue with it. I just think, you know, that was 9/11, and by October, well, hopefully the Democrats will be back actually with something to say and reminding people of the issues that are more relevant at this moment, although obviously the terrorism issue stays behind the scenes. It always amazes me that Democrats can't seem to turn that issue into something.
We'll keep working on it. Gail Kaufman, your takes are always great. We love having you in the show. Thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Sure.
That's Gail Kaufman, a regular, we're pleased to report, on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. It's 8:16, and in a couple of minutes, you like to play video games? How about playing a game where you kill the president?
No.
Coming up on 960 The Quake.
I get to see that.
Let's check Bay Area traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. And this time brought to you by 5A Marina Space. We've got a lot of slow stretches in a lot of places, but no major, major problems at the moment. With one exception, if you're headed to Central Valley at some point, you're getting on your way through Livermore or whatever, be aware that at the 205 and the 5, two big rigs, bunch of cars crashed. It's a mess. Blocking at least the two right lanes. They figure it'll take 20 more
30 minutes more to get it cleaned up, and it is in the middle of the freeway. Long stretch of traffic on the lower Nimitz, southbound 880 between 238 down to Stevenson to Fremont from some earlier crashes that have since been cleared, we hear. Need storage? Rent a unit at 5A Rent-A-Space, and now you get 25% off 3 months' rent. Plus, enter to win autographed Oakland A's memorabilia. No purchase necessary. Call for details. 5A says, your things mean everything to us. Call 5A today at 1-800-5A-SPACE. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just stop by our website, quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention Bay Area residents. Announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
There's one constant in the world. It's always changing. Good thing your library's there to help you keep up, refine your job skills, update your business, or take on new technology. Visit the San Francisco Public Library today to see how they can help you change your world at your library. A message from the Campaign for America's Libraries and the San Francisco Public Library.
.com. I'm Al Franken. It's a new fall season. The Al Franken Show is now live in the Bay Area right after Will and Willie. Keeping it real on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
Spur on, come on. Down, up, down, up, and squeeze your buttocks. Down, up, down, up. 11.
It's making me sweat a little bit.
12.
820 and 960 The Quake. It's keeping it real with Will and Willie. And the great governor.
Sweating to the moldies.
Working it out. 821. Our number is 866-960-KQ-KE. It's 5753. Lois from Berkeley. You're on with Will and Willie on The Quake. Good morning.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot, about the spinach situation. And perhaps Willie can remember more, but I remember we had a particular governor that did not think that farm workers deserved to have sanitary facilities in the field, and they even have places where you can wash your hands these days, and this may be connected with it. Even if it isn't connected with it, I think we should have them. That's all I wanted to say.
Well thank
I think
you.
I think we're at the stage where in the last 30 years,
I agree.
There has been an evolution in the standards and the application of the appropriate work rules involving health and protections
for farm workers. And it came about because of the farm workers movement. And that movement was one of the great social achievements of the last half of the last century. And California's farm workers are the beneficiaries of it. And her description of what's in the fields and what was in the fields then and now is accurate.
Well, didn't you mention yesterday, both of you, that you thought that E. coli may have come from the irrigation water?
No, that was Willie. Willie figures it got into the water. So the water got into the plant because it's right in the plant.
Yeah.
You can't wash it off the leaves.
Correct. And at this moment, the federal government and its investigatory bodies are inspecting exactly that. They're trying to check to see whether or not it is, in fact, the water. And as a matter of fact, I think in view of the fact that it's in the plant and in the body of the plant itself, it would have to be the water. Wouldn't be anything else.
Well, that recall is far and wide across the whole country, and there are bags of spinach, and the fields are being plowed up. It's a terrible mess.
How about when they tell you it's okay to eat frozen spinach? Are they crazy? Who would eat any spinach at this stage of the game?
Spinach's poll ratings are low right now.
Yeah, I know that I'm being a little bit of an alarmist, and
I don't think any chefs are putting spinach on any place right now.
823 at 960 The Quake. We mentioned this a second ago.
I'm not going to do vegetables.
Well, if the spinach doesn't kill you, the video game will. Listen to this, fellas. A video game, this is from CNN's website, a video game that prompts players to kill characters that look like President Bush has been posted on a number of Islamist websites. The game is called Quest for Bush.
Man, it sounds like a Friday night at the Balboa.
Players are prompted to advance through six missions against soldiers who look like Bush, followed by a seventh mission against a character that looks like the president that takes place in a desert-like region. During the game, jihadist songs are played in the background.
Oh, really?
It was produced by the Global Islamic Media Front, which is described as a jihadist mouthpiece organization.
The Global Islamist Media Front. That's nice that they call themselves a front.
And it is a video game?
It's a video game that you play online.
A couple of them. And you get points for killing something that looks like the president, right?
Do we get in trouble for even saying these words?
I was trying to couch it really
carefully. Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
It's funny how we do that, don't we?
Well, because, you know, you never know what right-wing blogger is going to take you out of context.
Yes, we're talking about an Islamist video game.
Yes.
Well, you notice how I have gone totally silent.
Yeah, nice one. Here, how about this story? Willie Nelson smokes pot. I know you're shocked. I know.
That's not a story.
What next? The Pacific Ocean is moist.
That's the truth.
No, he got busted. He and several of his bandmates received misdemeanor citations for marijuana possession after a tour bus was pulled over on Highway 10 in Louisiana. It was a routine commercial inspection, and the officers caught a whiff, something suspicious emanating from the vehicle. As soon as the driver opened the door, and they churned up 1.5 pounds of marijuana in a small bag of psychedelic mushrooms, estimated at 1/5 of a pound.
Hey, and I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know what I mean?
Willie Brown Willie Nelson smokes pot. I almost got in trouble with that. I got my Willies mixed up.
Did Willie Nelson fess up to smoking pot, or was it just something in and near his possession?
I don't think he has to fess up to smoking pot, because he was just, Kiki Friedman's running for governor of Texas, and we've actually had him on the show, and Willie Nelson is stumping for him, and he's called for the legalization of marijuana.
Well, so, you know, in some parts of the country, particularly in the Midwest and the South, there's something called local weed that grows wild just among the weeds.
Yeah, just off the side of the highway.
Right, and you smoke local weed. And, local weed is sometimes better than gold.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of names for it, and gold is one of them. Yeah.
You know how much condoms used to cost back in them days?
Not like you in Amsterdam, where you look at it on the menu, which is kind of amazing. I carried the bill years ago that would decriminalize the possession of a small amount of marijuana, period. And NORML, the National Organization to Reform the Marijuana Laws,
right,
had me author that particular bill. So I was obviously a tool of the special interest.
Well, there's the
smokers.
that's not a small group either. They've actually found that medical marijuana improves treatment for hepatitis C. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about legalizing marijuana. I don't smoke pot, and I mentioned this on the air before. And what happened was someone dusted a joint with something when I was a kid. I was like 20, 22 or something. And ever since then, I get paranoid when I smoke pot. I'm the author of the Paranoid Trilogy. What is it? Who are they? Why me? I'm serious. I can't smoke pot. I don't think of the fun I'm having. I think I live 6 seconds into the future. I think of all the things that I'm not doing. So, it makes you think too much.
Well, don't ride Willie Nelson's bus.
Apparently, you can get a contact high on the freeway. If you're opening door of a bus and you can smell pot.
What I love is that a cop could recognize it.
Oh, yes. It's Texas. No, it was Louisiana. I'm sure they know.
So I'd put that cop on the stands, and I'd walk him through. Now, tell us how you became familiar with this particular aroma. I wonder, how many times did you go through this, and how long did it take you? Did you actually do the hour that they say you did standing there smelling the bus?
I was just going to smell this bus for an hour.
Man, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Those were the days. It's 8:28 at 960 The Quake. We have some breaking news. Something's going down in Thailand, and it doesn't look pleasant at all. President Bush about to address the UN in just a few minutes. We're going to bring parts of it to you live on 960 The Quake. Time for a check on local traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This time, it's brought to us by Scandinavian Designs. Real mess on the southbound 5 right before the 205. If you're headed that direction, it'll still be there when you get there, unfortunately. Two big rigs, a bunch of cars, everybody crashed. They're going to shut down 880 southbound at Industrial in just a few minutes outside of Hayward to clean up some oil that spilled after a two-car crash a little while ago. Baybridge Toll Plaza metering lights on the backup to the foot of the maze. And coming into San Francisco, after John Daly Boulevard, up to the 101 split is pretty slow. There's a car stalled in the left lane there. Visit Scandinavian Designs now and view their wide selection of fantastic items. Beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office with 9 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. More with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right up on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Associated Press reports an army-owned TV station in Thailand has suspended regular programming, and we're getting reports of tanks in the streets of Bangkok blocking a government building. The Thai Prime Minister is in New York for the UN meeting, but reportedly is planning an immediate return to his country. President Bush is expected to urge the UN to do more to encourage moderation in the Middle East. He speaks to the General Assembly this hour. Baghdad police report a rocket attack has killed at least 10 people. CENTCOM Commander John Abizade says American troop strength in Iraq won't come down by the end of this year as had been hoped. CNN's Barbara Starr says Abizade points to continuing violence in Iraq.
He has said not to expect any major troop reductions in Iraq at least until the spring of next year, the spring of 07, unless the situation on the ground changes.
Current troop strength is about 147,000. This is CNN Radio. A Republican source tells us leading GOP senators apparently have rejected a White House compromise plan on questioning of terrorism suspects. The administration proposal was seen as an effort to head off an intra-party squabble so close to election time. The government reports housing starts fell back more than forecast last month. They were down 6% from July and down nearly 20% from same time last year. Dave Siders, chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders, says really this should come as no surprise.
Builders are now faced with not only buyers backing out, but inventories rising and so forth. So actually, the way things are going out there, to cut back on your starts and permits is the responsible thing to do at this point in time.
Housing starts are at their lowest level since the spring of 2003. Chrysler says it's cutting production of trucks and SUVs because so many are sitting unsold on lots. It says it'll cut delivery by 90,000 vehicles in the third quarter. This is CNN Radio.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
The Oakland Raiders have this to say.
Promotion Express is always reliable, accommodating, and great to work with. Whenever a job needs to be done fast, Promotion Express Aikido comes to the rescue.
The Port of Oakland said,
ProExprint does terrific work. The entire process was easy, speedy, and affordable. We recommend everyone to print at ProExprint. Thanks again.
Go to ProExprint.com or call 888-310-7769. Pickups in the East Bay or in San Francisco. Click on ProExprint.com for details. ProExprint.com. Best prices on quality prints.
Ever dream of going from 0 to 60? Where would you go fast? Get behind the wheel of the new 2006 Mitsubishi Eclipse GT from East Bay Mitsubishi and feel the thrill. The 263-horsepower engine, it's yours with 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per 1,000 financed at 0% APR. This offer is going fast. The new East Bay Mitsubishi at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi. Driven to thrill.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Are you a small business owner and need help getting people to your doors? Are you a nonprofit who can use some marketing help for a discounted price? At Vertical Response, email marketing is made simple. Vertical Response can grow your business with affordable email and direct mail marketing tools. Whether it's making sure your client opens that email, postcard, or newsletter, Vertical Response can help you. Call now to receive a free trial with no contracts or monthly fees. Visit GetVertical.com to sign up now. That's GetVertical.com.
Each year, millions of baseball fans cheer for the home team. It only takes one to ruin it for everybody else by not following the rules.
Listen, Major League ballplayers know winning means following the rules, and I politely remind them of those rules, calling them like I see them. So now I'm politely reminding you, wear your safety belt and use a sober designated driver. Find out how you can win tickets to the World Series or a trip to the All-Star Game by visiting the designated driver booth at a Major League ballpark, because responsibility has its rewards.
A message from Team Coalition.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. I'm Big Ed Schultz, and we're now live in the Bay Area every weekday from noon to 3 on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
That we're, you know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Shib, or whatever the guy's name was.
Never stops being fascinating, does he? 836. It's keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. Will is here in San Francisco,
like,
and Willie's in New York City.
People like that because, you know, he's like a real human. He's a guy you can have a beer with. That's why they voted for him. He's a guy you can have a beer with. Now, he turned out to be the guy you got to take the car keys away from. But.
Yeah. Because he drank the whole case.
We have some tough stuff happening this morning. CNN mentioned at the bottom of the hour that there's maybe a coup attempt going on in the nation of Thailand, and tanks are rolling through the streets. Makes us appreciate, in spite of everything, how deliciously good we have it in the United States of America. We'll keep you updated if this gets nasty. President Bush is scheduled to address the United Nations in just a couple of minutes. And, guys, when he gets ready, I'll let you know. And we'll bring a few minutes to you live, see if he has anything of any substance to say this morning.
Well, he's meeting with French President Jacques Chirac, who Willie Brown actually saw in the hotel lobby, right?
Yes.
And Chirac's pretty tall.
He's very tall.
Yeah? You didn't
Not
hang
as tall as...
You didn't hang out with him? You didn't buy him a cappuccino?
No. I was busy trying to find my room.
Poor
and then
baby.
Trying to find this studio.
They set you adrift in the 212, man.
I mean, it is really tough duty here. But you talked about those tanks rolling in Thailand. We better make sure they're not ours.
No. They say 10 tanks through the city of Bangkok. And they're a bit confused. Central Bangkok.
Well, keep in mind that that's one way to solve John Scott's traffic problem.
to drive a tank, yeah.
Put him in a tank.
there was a comic in San Francisco. His name was Jim Samuels. He says, I never have a parking problem in San Francisco. Of course, I drive a forklift.
So, and it's always obviously of concern when any country appears to be evidencing some degree of instability. And if that's what's happening in Thailand, then we should stay focused on it. And at every opportunity, we should share with our listeners what we know.
Well, hell, there's riots in Hungary, too, in Budapest. Hungary's prime minister refused to resign after Monday's anti-government riots and vowed to push ahead with tough economic reforms despite admitting in a leaked recording that officials had lied about the economy. And I can't pronounce his name. I'm going to look like Bush if I try to pronounce his name. Frank Gioscani.
Well, these leaked recordings are becoming the order of the day.
I dare you to correct me. Frank, you're asking me.
Call Bush. So now, he'll give you the right pronunciation.
Whatever the guy's name is.
I love that. Because ordinary citizens would react the same way. They would just drop it in there. You know who I'm talking about.
You know the guy. You know the guy. He's Hungarian. He's swarthy. He's one of those swarthy guys.
Doesn't live on my block.
No. So we got problems in Hungary. We got problems in Thailand. We got problems in New York City. Bush
and
is there.
I continue to think, and I can't fathom. How did... What happened? Who was pitching? Philippe last night?
You don't want to know. It didn't happen.
Who started the game?
Didn't happen. No, Lowry. Didn't happen. You know what's interesting is on Sunday, the Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs 9-6. And yesterday, the Giants lost 20-8. You would think the two scores, the two sports would be reversed, you know?
Oh. Well, but we were playing football and they were playing baseball. And that's how we got confused.
You know what I found interesting, Gail Kaufman? This is Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. It's 840 a.m. You are listening to KQKE, as we do every morning. I'm at the Vitale Hotel, the corner of
and I am
Mission.
In New York, in the CBS studios.
You're not at Rockefeller Center?
No, I'm at CBS. I'm down where Katie hangs out.
Oh, cool.
And, I came in, and I said, I'm here for Miss... Katie Kirk.
Are you on Black
they
Rock?
At me and they said, no, you're not here. I said, yes, I am here for Katie Kirk. And I went back and forth with the little guy. He was cute, though. He had fun with me doing it.
Oh, good.
Shall I tell who's calling? I said, yes. Tell her it's Al Franken.
You're at CBS. Where is that? Is that 57th?
57th. 57th and 10th.
Yeah, way down there. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did the Gil Gross show. I filled in for him 1 week. And it was when they had the anniversary of Woodstock. It was like 5-6 years ago. And I filled in for him, and it was way down there. And there's no, you're right, there's no coffee. There's nothing down there.
No, there's absolutely nothing. Not even any people.
I think there's a Whole Foods somewhere around the corner.
Well, I'll go look the next break. If you don't hear me.
You know, it's interesting.
Earlier, still looking.
Earlier in the hour, we were talking to Gail Kaufman, and she said that she didn't think the momentum was turning, that this is one of the normal vicissitudes that happens in the middle of a campaign with 6 to 8 weeks left. And it's exactly 7 weeks from today. Wow, it's 49 days from today that the election happens. You think that's true, or do you think Bush has turned it around?
I think Bush has turned it around, frankly, and I think that the Democrats ought to be concerned. They do need a break. Something has got to happen. You know, if the Lord it is in his holy temple, he'd better let the earth be silent before him. And if the earth is silent before him, Democrats will win. If the earth keeps talking, as is the case with Bush and Carl and Cheney and that whole crowd, Democrats will not win. I think Democrats have less of a chance of winning nationally, frankly, than Mr. Schwarzenegger has of losing.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm not optimistic, to say the least, anymore. I've been enthusiastically optimistic, but there are some telltale signs. First, when we were so optimistic about San Diego in the 50th Congressional District, where the guy's serving time.
Yeah, but they put like $7 million into that.
They're going to do the same any other place, Will. And then when you tie your deal to the unrealistic prospect of ousting a Republican U.S. senator in the state like Rhode Island, and you don't achieve that particular goal, I think maybe I'd better go back and check to see what else you're smoking. Hey, were you on the bus with Willie Nelson?
That's going to be the question of the week. Who's on the bus with Willie Nelson?
But just think about it. Almost every indicator that they have pointed us to show that they're doing really well, have turned out not to be as they have projected it to be. And that's not good.
That is depressing me.
So I'm going to start making my own calls around the country. Because if I conclude, I'm going to call it as I did in 2004 when everybody got mad at me because at 8:03 I called it for Bush.
It's 8:44 at 9:60 The Quake. We're waiting for President Bush. He'll be addressing the United Nations in just a few minutes. When he starts talking, we'll bring it to you live. We need you at the moment. What would Willie do coming up? You ask him the question. 866-960-KQKE, whatever you are curious about or mad about or happy about. Give us a call. 866-960-KQKE, what would Willie do, and the president. Up and coming on 9:60 The Quake. 8:45, let's get a check of Bay Area traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Here's what's happening at the moment. There's a real mess on the 5 at the 205. Two big rigs crashed, a bunch of cars crashed. So if you're headed through Livermore and that is your destination in a few minutes, it'll still be there when you get there. On Highway 1 just north of Bodega Bay, major injury accident, emergency crews blocking lanes. Looks like it's a fatal. They'll be there for a couple hours. And 580 westbound after Redwood Road. Reports of a stall there. CHP can give us any more information. We know that there's a five-car crash now out of the lanes just before Gregory Lane. 680 southbound through Pleasant Hill. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
Five. It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. Check out The Randy Rhoads Show and our upgraded program schedule at quakeradio.com.
At 960 The Quake, and it's time for What Would Willie Do? Our phone number is 866-960-KQKE. Got a couple of callers on hold ready to go. Willie, your wisdom is waiting for you. Bennett in Newark, you're on 960 The Quake.
Oh, yeah, hi. My question is, what would you do to help ensure the accuracy of the vote count? Because as we know, it's not who votes, it's who counts. We can't trust eyeballs. What do we do?
Well, you simply follow some of the recommendations that have been made by people like Deborah Boyne and others who have assumed the responsibility to be the keeper of the ballot box and those who cast votes in that ballot box. And if we follow those simple kind of recommendations that she has made, I suspect the vote count will be accurate.
Thank you, man. Thanks for your call. Is there somebody else in the line?
Yeah, we'll grab him in a couple of minutes. It's 866-960-KQKE. Willie's wisdom for you, and waiting on the president. He'll be addressing the United Nations in just a few minutes, and that's where Willie is today in New York City, where Bill Clinton has his gathering going on as well, Willie.
Yes, and the question put by that caller is one that constantly comes up on this station. There are many people who are concerned about whether or not their votes are being counted, and if so, being counted accurately. I tell you that at some point, we really ought to try to get the two candidates both Mr. McPherson and Ms. Bourne in so that maybe, just maybe, some level of confidence can be established in the minds of the voters that when they go to the poll, their votes will be counted.
Well, here's something for both of you to tackle for a minute here. This issue of voting accuracy has only surfaced in the last very few years. Now, there have been local races, a million of them across the country, in little cities and towns where, you know, and New Orleans, Louisiana is famous for...
Chicago.
Yeah, of course. But on a national level, voting for the president, we never, ever talked about this. There was never any suspicion that anything was wrong. Is it because the margins of the middle are so small now, and elections and redistricting have got it to a point where it's such a razor-thin margin that it does merit more attention now? What do you guys think about that?
Well, let me respond, and then Will can follow. I think that the concern is that all of this wonderful technology that we have available to us now, in the efforts to use that technology as part of the voting and the vote-counting process, lends itself more readily to manipulations by people who understand electronics beyond anyone's wildest imaginations. And then the incident in Florida involving Mr. Bush and Mr. Gore didn't do anything to further establish confidence in the voting process. And some incidents in California have likewise contributed to it. So it's not only the close margins, but it's the advent of the machinery and those who can evaluate, manipulate it, and control it.
I think you're right, Mr. Mayor. I think the technology, you know, is so suspect, especially since we've heard about all these people who've been able to go in. You know, I'm a four-year-old with a rubber band and a Phillips head screwdriver, and I changed the vote. I think that's got something to do with it. And I also think another thing is that our respect for politicians, our fear and our suspicion of them has been raised immeasurably in the last 8 years. I mean, even during Clinton, people seemed to think, because of the divisive nature of the polar opposites, you know, there's no purple anymore. There's red and blue. And the red people hate Bush. I mean, the blue people hate Bush, and the red people love Bush, and the red people say that the blue people hate America, and, you know, there's no getting, and so everybody's so suspicious, and I think that the Republicans will do whatever it takes.
Do you gentlemen feel that George Bush stole the election illegitimately? Not as a conspiracy theorist,
no,
but based on what you've heard.
I think he legitimately stole the election, and I think it's the Democrats' fault because they should have stole it first. They knew this was going to happen. I really do. They should have stolen it first.
I think Catherine Harris stole the election for George Bush.
In 2000?
And I think George Bush could only be guilty, if anything, of receiving stolen property, the presidency.
Well, you know, if you were a serious, humorless person, you'd stay awake at night, you'd never sleep. You'd go, my country is going straight to hell. There'd be no reason to get up in the morning. If this stuff is true...
We're a reason to get up, John Scott. Listen to us.
What I'm saying is that if we can somehow... We have to prove these things. There's got to be discovery, because if it's proved he stole it, he wouldn't be the president anymore. Done. We could move on and do it legitimately, but we wallow about with all this stuff.
Well, keep in mind, Al Gore was so concerned about how the nation may end up being harmed by virtue of challenging, when the entire Congressional Black Caucus went before the U.S. Senate seeking just one senator to say, halt, in the name of fairness and honesty. Gore was presiding, and Gore would not do that. John Scott, I think it's really important that if there is any evidence in the minds or the souls of any of us who are in this business, we must share that information. This democracy can only survive, in my opinion, and thrive where there is honesty. There should never be a yielding to the threat that somehow the nation will come apart because the votes are accurately counted.
And you know, you're right, Mr. Mayor. We never never honor Al Gore for making that honorable choice of not putting the country through that turmoil anymore. To actually, he could have done it, and we call him that he doesn't have spine, and he didn't want the fight, and he didn't want it bad enough. But when you think about what he did, sparing the country, nobody knew the consequences of what was going to happen. I mean, the difference between, because remember at that time, Bush was a compassionate conservative, and people actually believed it, and then he... You know,
and that was no 9/11.
And then he became, you know, the servant of the evil master, the Heart of Darkness. So yeah. I think if it had happened in 2004, Gore would have pushed on. He would have realized how different the campaigner was from the governor.
So it's both of your opinion that if there's another Ohio, if there's another Florida, that we should just let the blood spill.
No, you got to find the evidence. You're right. You have to find the evidence.
So we'll just wait for months if it takes to figure out who won the election, if necessary.
We'll ride in the streets like they did in...
Go ahead, Willie.
Keep in mind what occurred in Florida was the Supreme Court stopped the count. It wasn't like there was any evidence of the fraud. That came much later. But the Supreme Court would not allow all the votes to be counted. Because if they had been counted, Al Gore would be president. So, well, I don't think Al Gore ought to be given a pass. If anything, somebody should have told him that that vote count would help do something about global warming. Maybe he would have.
And that's the most inconvenient truth.
So we owe Al Gore a tremendous debt of gratitude then.
Oh.
It's 8:58 at 9:60 The Quake. We're waiting for President Bush to address the UN. He's slacking for some reason. As soon as he starts talking, we'll start listening, and we'll bring it to you here.
Live.
Stephanie Miller coming up later this hour, too, on 9:60 The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
We are getting confirmation from our sources on the ground here that there are tanks on the street.
CNN's Dan Rivers in Bangkok, Thailand. It's unclear what exactly is happening, but the Thai Prime Minister has been under considerable pressure to step down. He's in New York right now at the UN meeting, but reportedly is planning an immediate return to Thailand. He has declared a state of emergency in his country. His opponents have accused him of abusing the system and bending government policy to benefit his family. President Bush is due to speak to the UN General Assembly shortly. CNN's Gary Baumgarten reports live from New York.
Well, Jim, the president takes to the podium in the next few minutes to push his freedom agenda, a call to the nations of the world to join the United States in